Namaskar to everybody. I am LK Agarwal. I am from Patna.
Tell us about how you became a Magi and meeting Baba.
Actually, I took my initiation in the year 1969. Actually, my father took the initiation in the year 1963. So, at that time my age was about 10 years, and so you can say that I am a Margi since my childhood days.
What was it like when you first met Baba?
I first met Baba, I don't remember, but since my childhood days, I met Baba all the time, and I used to go to the Dharmachakra. There also I used to meet Baba and see him. But I remember that my first personal contact which I had with Baba. At that time Baba had come to Patna, and Avdhoot Akhyanandji was sitting outside sending person for the personal contact of Baba. So Akhyanandji told me that your name is not there and that you cannot have the personal contact. So I said, no, today I have to go for the personal contact. I won't listen to it. So Akhyanandji told, no, in no way you can have the personal contact. So I was standing just by the side of the door, and when one person came out from the door after getting the personal contact, I just opened the door and peeped within. So Baba said, oh, little boy, come in. So I went inside the room, I sat down near Baba, and Baba talked a lot of things. It was about 10 minutes personal contact. And Baba said in the last that, little boy, you have done some wrongs, mischiefs in your life, in your past life, and that you need to have the punishment. So I said, yes, Baba, please give me the punishment. So Baba took his stick and just raised his stick high in the air, and I put my hand in front of Baba, and then my eyes was closed, and then Baba just came and just touched my lap. I just opened the eyes. Baba said, your punishment is over, all your bad sanskars are over, now you are free from the bad sanskars, you are a new man. Go and do work for the society, for the samaj, for the Anand Marg. This is my blessings to you. And therefore I came out of that. So that was really a very, very wonderful personal contact which I had with Baba.
Life changing.
Yes. It was a life changing personal contact.
Are there any other experiences with Baba you'd like to share with us?
Yes. One of the experience I would like to share with all my Margis, whosoever will see this video. It was a DMC, and I don't remember the year and the date, but it was long, long back, about 45 years or even more than that. At that time my age was say 19 or 20 years. So in the morning Baba went to the Sangam where the Yamuna and Ganga joins together. We called it Sangam. It is the meeting of the two rivers. So Baba said that a boat was arranged, a big boat was arranged, and about 20 Margis were there at the walk with Baba, in the morning walk with Baba. So I was one of them. I was fortunate to go go with Baba in that morning walk. So we all boarded the boat and we sailed into the river Ganga. Baba started giving some talk with the margis there, and all of a sudden Baba started telling about education. Baba gave lot of discourses, teachings on education, and we all were sitting and listening to Baba, how he was telling. You can just imagine when Baba was seated there and we all were there, that entire atmosphere was spiritually vibrated. Baba went on saying and unfolding the mysteries of education, and we all were very minutely and carefully listening to it. One of my Margi brothers asked Baba, "Baba, please tell us how we can understand ourselves that we have become educated." Baba said, "My boy, when you see a lady who doesn't have even that much of cloth to properly wrap herself, if you see a young child shivering with cold and he doesn't have even a single food to eat, if you see a man collecting food from the garbage, from the heap of a garbage, and when tear rolls off your eyes, my boy, please don't hesitate to understand that with the grace of God, the education is rising within you." So, education is a very tough thing, and people have a misconception between literacy and education. Today people think that he has become literate, he has studied so much, he has studied so many books, he has placed in such a high place in the society, and he is educated. He may or may not be educated if he doesn't have respect for the cardinal human principles. So, education is different from literacy, and you have to understand, all my brothers and sisters, all my children have to understand and differentiate between education and literacy, and your duty is to preach the gospel of education and teach them actually what education is. Said it. Okay. Namaskar to everyone.